First Dance Alone. Malama Gully Takoyani before a window in a small room with her own two sons. De ena tunanin wanan lokachi, memories fade and blur, ama wanan I remember. Malama takoya mani the possibility de zan ia yirubutuda karatukuma, even when kafofina suna compressed by takalma. She was, Dai Dai, preparing me to go to board at school in Jos, where expectation of Malamai would be for me to present myself daily like some fine horse prepared for Durbar to Amsa the Emir when Yana Kiransa, adorned in all manner of contraptions with takalma upon my feet. Malama, how do I admit, after all the lessons you gave me, that this girl, who you taught school behavior, how to raise Hanun Dama high to question, how to Zama at my desk until given leave to go for recess, break, and that having rushed outside to play, how I would also be expected by the Malamai to dowel and take up my place again with willing interest? Malama, how do I confess that the one moment of the next year, Hutu, year for which you so well prepared me, the moment that remains most haske in my memory was in art class, the discovery of a large bureau with felt tip, a marker that, if not truly permanent, would at least date several weeks upon a young girl's skin. I hid it like some sin behind my back, asked permission to relieve myself, snuck it out to the girl's toilet. There I removed my takalma, at that time sandals only, with thin straps, baki, hooked between the toes like flip-flops, and a thin sole. Akan kafofina, I then drew in those cords of bondage, filled the paler skin, not quite as browned, on the top of each foot. Kumana duba the underside of each with care. Found 8 barefoot years had left them not so different from the still new tan bottoms of my sandals. Yawa! I put the shoes back on my feet, returned to class, returned the borrowed ink. Until then, I had not, in my own assessment, sinned. Only made a loan of an implement, promptly returned it, and had also made an exploration, an experiment, a drawing. Amma, amma, sanudarana, I strayed from the straight path. Wrapped each of my takalmi into an extra dankwali and hid them both beneath my bed. Gathered my litafi, set out with intention to deceive. And for almost 2 weeks, my kafofi were free, had escaped for an extended recess, stayed on break. When I was caught, of course, because the marks began to fade, I was caned, but briefly, by the malam teaching maths, who struggled when he caught me not to laugh, who could not keep himself from showing juyayi to one small girl from the jeji who preferred to wear her own familiar feet.